Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
My gosh, what an embarrassing, humiliating, pathetic, I'm running out of words to describe how horrifying that ridiculous interview last night with Joe Biden was on now the now totally disgraced 60 Minutes. Complete total hacks. I mean, 60 Minutes might as well be a super PAC for the Democrats. I got that. More on what I talked about in my Fox show this weekend, the explosion in the push for this digital currency stuff, which is going to move us towards a surveillance state. Big show for you today. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today with a VPN. Don't wait another second. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. I got a bunch of clips from the Biden interview. I've got a bunch of clips from how 60 Minutes interviewed Donald Trump. The contrast there. Again, is it hypocrisy? No, it's not hypocrisy. Well, it is, but not to the left. It's hierarchy. The left understands they're a Democrat super PAC, and they really don't care what you think. That's what real power looks like. Today's show brought to you by GenuCell. Here's Samantha from Arcadia, California, raving about GenuCell. Love GenuCell's plant stem cell therapy. Used it all over my face, cleared up the flakiness, even reduced my forehead lines. Someone even asked me if I had work done. Nope, just GenuCell. It's not just Samantha. My mother-in-law loves GenuCell too. Miriam's a big fan. GenuCell sold over 1 million products and counting to women and men across this great country of ours, and everyone falls in love with the results, Paula included. Fine lines, forehead wrinkles, dark spots, and even those annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Best of all, see guaranteed results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. See the difference for yourself today with over 60% off their most popular packages at GenuCell.com. It's GenuCell.com. But it gets better. Go to GenuCell.com/Dan. GenuCell.com/Dan now. And we'll include the brand new GenuCell Hyaluronic Acid Serum as a free gift. Powerful moisturizing effects of hyaluronic serum to brighten your complexion and further reduce the appearance of visible signs of aging. Plus, all orders will get free shipping. The website, GenuCell.com/Dan. That's GenuCell.com/Dan. Thanks, GenuCell. All right, Joe, let's go.
Here we go.
Now, first, Guy, should we tell him what's coming up this week? At least give him a hint, and then maybe we'll tell him tomorrow. What do you think? Very quick hint. You don't want to give them too much? Okay. Well, I already hinted a little bit on my Locals account yesterday, my subscribers there. If you want to subscribe, I usually give sneak peeks to stuff. It's download the Locals app. I'm at D Bongino. So we have, if everything goes as planned, a major interview scheduled. It's not with who you think. You may not know the name, but I promise you will after the interview. So, involves a lot of the stuff going on right now. I'll have some more for you tomorrow to tease about this. But folks, if you have not yet subscribed to our show and you're an occasional listener, please do. Apple, Spotify, and most importantly, rumble.com/Bongino. Can't emphasize to you enough how important this interview is going to be if we can pull this thing off. He and Joe and I have been working on it, and Paula, all weekend. Okay, back to the show. Trust me on this one. Last night was an embarrassment again for the media. Is it hypocrisy? Yes, but no, they don't view it that way. It's hierarchy. The media is in power. They know they're in power. They don't care that they interview Trump one way and Biden the other way. They don't care. How do I know they don't care, folks? Because if they cared, they'd do it different. Joe, is that a stretch? If they really cared, like, hey, this is embarrassing. We pushed Trump on stuff we were wrong about, and yet we give Biden a pass on everything. Then they wouldn't do it. But they do it because they give you the double-barreled family-friendly. Here's what I mean. Biden's on last night with Scott Pelley, who, again, just humiliates himself. You know, I love when he, like, puts the glasses. Joe, you know when they take their glasses off and they, like, chew on the end? Like, oh, you know what I'm talking about? This is Guy. Do you ever do that? Do you ever take your glasses off and chew on the end of it, like, to look intellectual? Mr. Red, you know what I'm saying, right, when they do that? Pelley does that, too. So here's when they interviewed, just for a little contrast, right? Here's when Leslie saw, sir, this is Leslie Stahl. This is a different clip when she was interviewing Donald Trump, where Donald Trump says something that is now proven to be factually accurate, that the Hunter Biden laptop was real with all the damaging information on it. And I want you to watch Leslie Stahl. The audio is not great because this was off camera stuff. Well, it was on camera, but it wasn't aired. And so the audio is not great. But listen to this. This is her, even though the thing was verified, there was an open case on it, and everybody knew it was real, challenging Donald Trump, pretending she's doing journalism. Check this out.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
biggest.
You want to talk about.
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie, listen.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't. The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it. I doubt it. Okay.
This woman is so pathetic. She is so pathetic. She's earned a special place in my mind for pathetic journalists, because not only is she pathetic, she's cocky and pathetic. It's one thing to be stupid. It's another thing to be cocky about being stupid. Notice what she said. This is very, I want to be very specific about this, guys and ladies out there. She didn't say it wasn't verified, the Hunter Biden laptop. Did you catch it, guys? She said it can't be verified.
Right.
What do you mean it can't? Just ask them. Is this your laptop? What do you mean it can't be verified? It had pictures of Hunter Biden on it with his freaking emails. He dropped it off. The actual receipt has his phone number on it. Pathetic. This woman is pathetic. And so is her stupid news organization, the embarrassing 60 Minutes, who we scooped on everything. The Hunter Biden laptop, Spygate. So to get to the point, they interviewed Biden last night. Watch the difference. Leslie Stahl just said to you, right? You heard it. Her own words is dunce. Verification's the key, folks. We can't verify it. It's not journalism. It's a lie, of course. They can verify it. But that's her saying verification is the key. They had the chance last night to prove to us that verifying things presidents say is part of journalism. They had the chance last night. Here's what I mean. Here's Joe Biden last night saying something so easily falsifiable. It doesn't even require any brain power. Joe Biden says last night, oh yeah, we're growing the economy right now. The economy's shrinking for the last two quarters. You're telling me Scott Pelley doesn't know this, the interviewer? Here, listen to this.
What can you do to prevent a recession?
Continue to grow the economy. And we're growing the economy. It's growing in a way that it hasn't in years and years.
Folks, the economy is not growing. Where's Leslie Stahl? Sir! Sir! Where's Pelley? Wall Street Journal. Biden faces recession worries after 6 months of economic contraction. Did Scott Pelley miss this? Here's another one. Washington Examiner. Home builder confidence collapsing. Market conditions plummeting. What do you mean he's growing the economy? That is literally false. It's contracting. It's not growing for two quarters, meaning we are in a recession. I thought they verified stuff. This segment serves two purposes. It's not just to poke fun at Biden's lies. The guy's a moron. It's not just that. One, it's to get you the truth. So I'm not going to be able to fix the contracting economy if people out there still believe it's not contracting and it's growing. Hey, we got to fix the economy. It's shrinking. And your Democrat friends, it's not shrinking. Biden said it's growing. Biden's a liar. And Scott Pelley is an idiot for not vigorously verifying that, calling him out. It's false. Here, remember the sir moment? Here, just quickly. Where's the sir moment here? Where's Leslie? Sir! This is when he brought up the fact that he was spied on Donald Trump. We know the names of the spies. Here, check this out.
Leslie, sir, they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes and we can't put on things we can't verify.
There we go again with the verification. Are you telling me with a straight face Scott Pelley didn't know that we're in a recession with two consecutive quarters of contraction? If he did, he shouldn't be in journalism. You don't call him out on that? Sir, time out, please, if I may. Sir, time out. The economy is not, in fact, growing. It is shrinking. We've just suffered two consecutive quarters of contraction, which is the technical definition of a recession. It's not growing. Why are you saying that? Folks, we're honest brokers. You know, Chuck Todd, who's a pathetic loser himself, He asked a decent question last week, even though he asked a dumb question later on. We put it on the air and we said so. You notice the other side just cannot, is physically and mentally incapable of doing the same thing. Here's another one. Sir, this is 60 minutes, sir. We have to verify stuff. Why couldn't you verify this? Here's Biden with Scott Pelley walking around the Detroit Auto Show saying something again, verifiably false about the COVID emergency. Now, I'm not talking about the panic attacks about the COVID emergency. I'm talking about the technical COVID emergency. I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. Here's Biden saying, oh, don't worry, the COVID emergency is over. He says this, by the way, strategically right before an election because it works for him to say it now. I'll show you he's lying in a minute, but Pelley's too dopey to realize it. Check this out.
Mr. President, first Detroit Auto Show in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
It's over, huh? Again, Scott Pelley, total pass. Leslie Stahl, Joe doesn't run in like Terry Tate, office linebacker. Sir! Sir! We can't verify that. You think Scott Pelley wants to follow up with this Politico piece? HHS says it plans to extend the COVID-19 public health emergency. Oh, that's for a reason. Read the subheadline. Oh, why is that? Why would they extend the public health emergency even though Biden just said the pandemic's over? His words, folks, not mine, his words. Oh, because an extension would ensure expanded Medicaid coverage, telehealth services, and other pandemic measures remain in place beyond the midterm elections. The verdict is in. It's almost like they're full of crap all the time. So Joe Biden and the lefty big government lunatic goons want as many people on the government teat as possible. They want people to get government health care, not private health care, which sucks. Government health care is a total disaster. It's not charity. It's a death sentence in many cases. So they want you on the government dole. So now we learn that if he extends the public health emergency, despite just saying his words, not mine, that the pandemic is over, they just extended the emergency they said was over. Oh, so states can't kick people off government crappy health care where they'd be incentivized to get free market health care that's far better for their health? Sounds like a scam to me. Scott Pelley going to verify that? Medicaid is a disaster. It is a failed, broken program. It is a failed, broke, third-party payer, broken economics, government-run, soon-to-be-rationed healthcare program. But that's what the left loves. More people on the government dole, good for the left. Public health emergency extended. Biden tells 60 Minutes the pandemic's over. They could have verified. Where is Leslie Stahl again? Sir! Where is Leslie? Why doesn't she intercept Scott? But why doesn't she do a little thing where she pops into things? Sir, after the folks, after this interview, we realized Joe Biden was lying. The pandemic, he says, is still going on. Here's another one last night. This isn't so much a verification thing, but I do want to present some visual data that Biden's asking us to watch him. So he's questioned by Scott Pelley, again, softly in a bunt kind of manner, quite pathetic. He's questioned about his mental acuity, his clearly failing cognitive faculties. You can see it, folks. You don't need me to tell you. I've got a background, a graduate degree in psychology. You know what that means here? It means jack squat. All I've got to do is look at the guy. I'll show you another piece of video here in a second. Here's Biden yesterday. Pelley asks him about his failing mental state, and Biden puts out a challenge. Watch me. Okay, let's watch him. Here, check this out.
You are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. Honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me.
Yeah, we have been watching you. That's why we're asking the question. That's why we're asking the question. What do you think this came from? Out of nowhere? Do you notice for all the attacks on Donald Trump, who's not that far behind here, do you notice for age-wise, you know how all the attacks on Trump, none of them involve his actual cognitive mental acuity? You may not like what he says. They may think he's an idiot, the left. He's not. But no one seriously thinks the guy's disconnecting from reality. The reason we're asking this question is because we have watched you. Then I love the arrogance. Joe, did you hear it? Pretty good shape, huh? No, no.
Oh.
No, you're not in pretty good shape. You're not. You fall off your bike. You stumble up the stairs. You can't get a sentence out without disconnecting from the language. What are you talking about? Here, moments like this stick out to me because of my prior line of work, I think more than anyone. Here is another episode of what I'm talking about. He appears lost whenever he's on stage by himself. If his wife or someone isn't there to handle him and tell him what to do. Folks, the examples are everywhere. I don't have time to play them all. Remember the Chuck Schumer episode, the handshaking episode?
Yes.
Was he pointing, shaking hands? I don't know. He just looks confused all the time. The reason these things really stick out to me is video I'm going to play next. I'm sorry for the audio only, folks. It's about 26 seconds. You'll hear music in the background. I'll walk you through it. Is when you're the president of the United States, I've been at these events hundreds of times. You're told everything. Walk up the stairs, turn to your right. You're going to meet six people. You're going to shake hands, take photos. I mean, everything is lined out. There is no ambiguity here at all. When you're done with your speech, exit stage right, shake hands up, bang, 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 boom. Why does this guy always look lost? Here's another episode just from the other day. I think it was at some congressional dinner or whatever it was. He appears again. I have no idea where he's going. Check this out. Again, watch it on Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino. It's about the 17-minute mark. You'll see, again, he just doesn't appear to know what he's doing ever. How is that? Do you notice with prior presidents, even with Reagan, who we know now towards the end had some issues, all right? I think that's an understatement. Did you ever notice they never appeared completely clueless? This happens all the time with this guy. He walks in one direction, he walks in another direction. He looks like he's giving a wave, but then it looks like a handshake and a wave or a point.
Lost in space.
Lost in space, bro.
That's right.
Every
brother.
Time. It's not once in a while, folks. It's every single time with this guy. All right. I want to get to the most dangerous part of the interview next. We're going to ask a serious question here for the future of the country and to possibly avoid global thermonuclear annihilation. Who the hell is running the country, folks? The foreign policy confusion from this guy in his White House, we better start asking some serious questions right quick, as they say down here in the South. Right quick. All right, let me get to my next sponsor. I'll get to that next. This is the worst part of the interview, the most dangerous, easily. Folks, GetRefunds.com. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation. You could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and you manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. Here's the challenge, getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you too. They do all the work with no charge up front. You simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and just answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds. GetRefunds.com. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at HenryUSA.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. All right, back to the interview. This was by far the most dangerous portion. Again, almost no follow-up. Substantive follow-up whatsoever by Pelley. The follow-up is just he reiterates the exact same question. The question's about our defense or potential defense of Taiwan pursuant to a China invasion. Instead of Pelley noting that the White House has been all over the map on this, we will defend Taiwan, our posture hasn't changed, we will. He just asked the same question again. Here's last night. This I can't emphasize how dangerous this is. Biden continuing to openly conduct diplomacy and then have his White House turn around and say, nothing's changed. Who the hell is running the country? Don't ever forget the rule about what happens behind closed doors. Making love and making war. You don't do it out in the open. My gosh, is this hard? Biden last night in the defense of Taiwan again.
Would U.S. forces defend the island?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
After our interview, a White House official told us U.S. policy has not changed. Officially, the U.S. will not say whether American forces would defend Taiwan. But the commander-in-chief had a view of his own.
So unlike Ukraine, to be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women, would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
I can't with this guy. Listen to me. You may say, well, Dan, Pelley included the White House statement afterwards saying what Biden just said isn't what Biden just said. That's not the point. Pelley pretends to be a journalist. They had an opportunity here. Biden's done this before with Taiwan. He's given the same answer, and the White House has walked it back before. Pelley knows this. Where's Leslie Stahl again? Sir, you said this before and the White House has walked it back. Pelley doesn't say it because he doesn't want to embarrass him. So what does he do? He just asks the same question again. This guy is one of the worst interviewers I've ever seen. Don't worry, he chews on his glasses. Folks, you know, I'm going to play the clips in a second because we actually do freaking homework here. Of Biden saying this exact thing before. Yes, we're going to defend Taiwan, and the White House walking it back again. We do homework here. But because we're not hypocrites either, some of you may say, well, Dan, you talk about often when it comes to foreign policy, which we don't address often, but we do on the show when it's important and something I'm interested in. That when conducting these war games behind closed doors, your best defense to an international war is strategic ambiguity. And I believe that. It's what's benefited Kim Jong-un, the tyrannical zero, little slob in North Korea. Strategic ambiguity. Nobody knows what he's going to do. Folks, that benefits us. It benefits him and hurts us because he's not predictable. So people are really, they're hesitant to do anything because they're afraid this guy could launch a nuke. You may say, well, isn't Biden being strategically ambiguous? He's doing the exact opposite. This isn't strategic ambiguity. He's being crystal clear. Yes, we will defend Taiwan. And then his White House walks it back. That's not strategic ambiguity. He's making a clear statement of what he wants to do. And then the White House is saying, no, we're not going to do that. That's not ambiguity. The answer to the question is, Scott Pelley, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do to defend Taiwan or to keep it ambiguous, not to make clear statements and keep walking them back. It makes us look like idiots. That's not strategic ambiguity. It's stupid ambiguity. You see the difference? Strategic ambiguity is people think Donald Trump's crazy. It's called the crazy man theory. You can look it up, of international politics. Look it up. Here's some homework for Scott Pelley. Here's CNN at a press conference at the White House. Months back, a CNN reporter asking the same question about Taiwan, where he gives the same answer, which was walked back by the White House right afterwards. Check this out.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's a commitment we made.
Folks, this is months ago. Scott Pelley doesn't know this. He doesn't call him out. Sir, you've said that before and your White House has walked it back. I'll show you how they walked it back in a minute. Here's the kicker, folks. You may say, all right, Dan, you made your point. He said it before. No, he said it before. What do you mean? I mean, he said it even before the before I just played. Always bring the receipts, ladies and gents. Here he is interviewing with Anderson Cooper in a dreadful town hall. This is a long time ago. Saying the exact same thing about Taiwan to hear them again walk it back again. Take a listen.
So are you saying that that the United States would come to Taiwan's defense if China attacked?
Yes, we have a commitment.
Key, can you connect with 60 Minutes, please, Joe? Can you guys help these guys out?
Yeah.
He's going to give him a call today. Sir, this is 60 Minutes, sir. Yeah, it is. You guys are embarrassing. You're embarrassing. You are embarrassing. It took me... Got up this morning. It took me 2.5 hours to put the show together. This segment took 20 minutes. You couldn't do, you have me, just me, by the way. I did this morning. Just me. Can you guys vouch for me? I got up. I did this morning. I don't have a team of 25 producers working on the story. It's just me. I found it like that. You guys didn't know this? This isn't in the 60 Minutes interview. Anderson Cooper and the CNN presser question wasn't brought up by Scott Pelley chewing on his glasses. Leslie Saul, sir. Freaking idiots. Idiots. Here, in case you doubt me here, here's a Politico article covering his last screw up on Taiwan when they had to walk it back last time. Biden's Taiwan defense pledge inflames U.S.-China relations. The president's strategic ambiguity backtrack may hasten the Taiwan Strait conflict, observers say. Folks, please stop this. Please. You have roughly, 50 days till the election in November, the midterms. Please, we need a check on this guy. Again, I'm not suggesting it's going to solve every problem voting, but it will solve quite a few of them, or at least put Band-Aids on them. There's no real solutions. I shouldn't say that. But it will at least stop the blood loss. And making the world a marginally better place is about making small decisions that make us better in a kind of small incremental way. Don't let it get any worse. Please vote. Please. If you're not registered, go now and commit to taking 10 people to the polls. We got to stop this guy. He's going to cause World War III. The guy, as I tweeted and put on Truth Social last night, is the single most corrupt, pathetic human being to ever sit in the White House. This has got to stop. He is a cosmic level disgrace. Lied about everything. The economy, COVID, watch me, his cognitive capabilities, the Taiwan thing. There was another clip, by the way, where he says he's, you know, wishy-washy, whatever implies on running for re-election. I really don't care about him running or not. I think if he runs, he loses. The guy's falling apart. If he doesn't run, I think the next person loses. All right. I want to move on. I got a lot more to talk about, including I don't want to hear another word from the left about illegal immigration. No, I'm not kidding. You know, I don't want to hear another word from you zeros about illegal immigration after what happened at this Martha's Vineyard thing. There's been an update on that. Not another peep. Just keep your mouth shut. You're embarrassing yourselves now. It's really humiliating. All right, let me get to our next sponsor. American Financing. The website, americanfinancing.net. Inflation is destroying our spending power and the values of our wallets. Money's become less valuable. It's forcing us to change the way we handle our finances. So what can you do to protect yourself and get ahead? Well, I got an answer for you. Call my friends at American Financing. It's a good company. Get that free financial review I've been talking about. Learn about custom loans that may fit your budget better, from flexible terms to debt consolidation, even the ability to access cash. They can do it all, and they work with credit scores as low as 500. So if you couldn't qualify before, you may qualify now. Listen, it's a no pressure, no obligation call. Why wouldn't you want to learn more? If you like what you hear, you could close in as fast as 10 days. Here's the number for American Financing. It's 888-994-7660. Here's the number again, 888-994-7660. Or you can visit them online, AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, and MLS 182334 and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Thanks, American Financing.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Okay. Again, briefly on the immigration front, this Martha's Vineyard story has been beaten to death. But again, it's an exposure of hierarchy, not hypocrisy. The left doesn't care. The left's not interested in hypocrisy. They don't. Hypocrisy means they have a standard and they're violating the standard. Your standard's power. They're going to show you who the boss is and they'll do whatever they want on immigration. You can kiss their asses. Look at his story at the Hill. So remember the 50 illegal immigrants who were shipped to Martha's Vineyard or flown to Martha's Vineyard by Ron DeSantis? The left lost their mind. The left loves the idea of being sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, Joe, until they're actually required to give people sanctuary. So what were they there? Gee, was it even 72 hours, do you think? Were they there? No, it wasn't, right? I think it was even less. September 16, 2022, The Hill. Migrants relocated from Martha's Vineyard to Massachusetts military base. Now, I had a number of really awesome, terrific listeners. You guys are really wonderful. I had a number of you email me and say, hey man, listen, I went to like Airbnb or whatever, Priceline.com. There's hotel space. There's a bunch of Airbnbs down there. How is it that they can't take these people in? Because they don't want to. Oh, that's hypocrisy. It's not hypocrisy. They don't care. You got to have standards to violate. Hypocrisy would be, here's a standard for me, here's a standard for thee. They don't, their standard's power. This fits perfectly. We will do what we want. We're in power. We'll ship illegal immigrants wherever we want. Here, this, and listen to this. This is the Democrat mayor of El Paso. This is why I don't want to hear another peep from you phony, fake, fraud leftists about illegal immigration. Don't even open your mouth. This is the Democrat mayor of El Paso, a border town. Talking about thousands of people a day. 50 people were sent to Martha's Vineyard. The left and the media went into a violent meltdown. Thousands of people a day. Here's the Democrat mayor complaining about it. And no one on the left gives a damn because they're in power. That's their standard. They don't have to. Check this out.
1,300 migrants a day coming to your city. Describe for us the challenge. Do you have the resources you need to deal with this?
Well, the numbers are not 1,300. The numbers are 2 days ago, we had almost 2,000. We had a little bit over 1,900. Yesterday, we had, the day before yesterday, we had a little bit over 1,500. So the numbers have been continuing to increase.
Folks, I just don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it from the left anymore about illegal immigration. You guys are total frauds. You're fakes and phonies. Now, how do we win this fight rather than just complaining about it? We win this fight, ladies and gentlemen, one way and one way only. As Michael Anton said, you must impose real material losses on the left. That's the solution to people who believe in hierarchy and the abuse of power rather than actual standards. Beam in real material losses. It is the only way. When I say real material losses, I mean loss of status, loss of position, loss of income. All of those involve you voting. You take away their money, you take away the position, and you take their status. You gotta vote. Please, God, I'm begging you. I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. We need some heavenly intervention here. Why? Got this story from Representative Nels. Homeland Security confirms, according to him, that Venezuela is sending its violent criminals to the United States, something President Trump warned about years ago. Folks, listen, a lot of Venezuelans are fleeing socialism over there. And to prove to you that we have principles, because we believe in principles and we don't believe in the abuse of power, a lot of Venezuelans who come here, believe me, I know, I live in South Florida, a lot of Venezuelans who come here, vote Republican when they come here the right way because they've seen and experienced socialism, which is what liberalism is. I don't care who people vote for. What I care about is law and order. You came here legally, we will welcome you with open arms. We always have. My wife's a legal immigrant. If you come here illegally, I don't care where you're from or who you vote for. I care about the process. It cannot happen. If this is true, this has to stop. I'm sorry if there are political ramifications. It doesn't matter. Law and order comes first. We are not going to be frauds like these bozos on the left. Martha's Bethel's Vineyard. Get these 50 people out of here. There's room. You just don't want them there. Just be honest, you big fakes. Total frauds, man. Total phonies. If you don't vote, folks, we're speeding towards a totalitarian future where hierarchical power is going to be the coin of the realm. You got to vote. One of the other things I've been concerned about is this Great Reset future they keep pushing the globalists on us. The Great Reset future. The key tenet of building this Great Reset house with this new totalitarian future that's not representative democracy based is going to be surveillance. Surveillance is the key to keeping the boot on the neck of a formerly free citizen. You have to be able to watch them. If you can't watch them and you don't know what they're doing, you're going to let freedom and liberty spring. They don't want that. One of the biggest concerns, if I'm beating you to death on this, let me know. You're not going to hurt my feelings. One of my biggest concerns has been the digital dollar. I covered it on my Fox show this weekend. A digital currency is the last step to total control, wiping out any semblance of freedom as you currently know it. We played this cut last week, but I want you to listen to their words very, very carefully. Here's the general manager of the International Bank of Settlements talking about CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. It's digital money you can't get away from, no cash. They will watch everything you do. I want you to listen to how he talks about it. Total control. Check this out.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
Folks, I don't. We are obsessed with producing backup for the facts and data we discuss on the show because I'm not going to do what Leslie Stahl and other idiots do. Just listen to how they talk about it. Digital currency, a total control. It's their words. I don't even have to add anything to it. Well, what's the news peg today? Why did I bring this up today? Well, one, because I'm obsessed with the story, because if it's allowed to pass here, and even some swampy Republicans think a digital dollar is a good idea, I'm telling you, it's the end of freedom as we know it. This idea is spreading. It's not shrinking. You got to get your representatives on the record during primaries and elsewhere as a big no to a digital dollar, any digital currency sponsored by the government. I have no problem with cryptos and Bitcoin and other things. Here's the peg. National Pulse. European Union speeding towards a digital ID, currency, and biometric systems for tracking citizens. Remember the other cut we played from that guy, Richard Werner? They're going to put a thing underneath your skin to monitor you as the digital currency. I'll take a hard pass on that. Here, right here from the National Pulse. Consortium of six European nations pushing for a new digital cross-border payment system, which aims to combine the EU digital identification program with the digital euro. Digital ID kind of sounds like vaccine passports, and then the injections got to go in your body so you don't have sovereignty over your own body. So first you have a passport so they know where you are, and then second, they can stick stuff in your body without you knowing it, almost like a digital ID thing with a money thing too, a digital currency tracker. Oh, gosh, it's almost like we said that. This is called the No Bid Project. No Bid. That's actually hilarious. No Bid. Nordic Baltic EID Project. No Bid. Which is like the worst part of government, no bid contracts. This is priceless. The no bid project, comprised of the governments of Denmark, Germany, Iceland, Latvia, and Norway, is being supported by multinational banks. Oh, of course, Joe. Large tech firms. There you go. And other government agencies from across Europe. Shocker, tech firms are involved in this too. Their website describes the project, which sounds eerily similar to the social credit system used by communist China, as the brainchild of the unelected European Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, the surveillance state is not coming. The surveillance state is here, like I warned you on the Fox show. The surveillance state's here. And I'm going to get to that in a second, too. Just one quick good note on the tech front to break up the litany of bad news sometimes during the day. I'm optimistic about the future. I'm long on the United States. I am. I think we are going to emerge, and in 15, 20 years, we're going to look back and we're going to say to ourselves, gosh, thank God we got through that Joe Biden era. Why do I say that? Folks, today's a big day for us. I'm very proud. Rumble is trading on the NASDAQ today for the first time under its own ticker, R-U-M, RUM, which I think is awesome because, as Chris, the CEO of Rumble, noted, American Revolution, one of the components had to do a lot with rum. Look that up.
Yeah.
So RUM is our new ticker today. We are trading on the NASDAQ. Free speech is exploding. Chris is just a great CEO who is absolutely, resolutely committed to the free speech movement, as am I. I am an equity stakeholder in the company as well. And I know the other equity owners I talk to, they are absolutely committed to free speech. And I'm really proud. So there is some good news. A parallel economy is exploding. It is, because this kind of crap just doesn't sell, folks. It just doesn't. But unfortunately, back to the, you know what, let me take a quick break. Let me get to my last point. I'm going to get back to the growing police surveillance state, because there's another story out there. I want to show you how the symbiote, the lefty symbiote, works to crush you using big tech. How it works. They're laying it out now. They're not in any way hiding, and they're just open. The mask is off. Wait till I read to you this. I got some video for you too. Finally, all form. If you're a listener to the show, you know I love my Helix mattress, H-E-L-I-X. I have the Midnight Lux. Well, they're moving beyond the bedroom into sofas now, and they are really, really comfortable. They're called All Form sofas, A-L-L-F-O-R-M. All Form has premium customizable sofas and chairs, and they're shipped right to your door. All Form customizes the sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost right here in the U.S. Pick your fabric, your color, sofa size, and the shape to perfectly fit in your home. We have one in Isabel's room. She loves it. The fabric is spill, stain, and scratch resistant. They got armchairs, love seats, all the way up to an 8-seat sectional. Something for everyone. You can start small, buy more seats later, and it can grow with you. The All Form sofa. All Form sofas are delivered directly to your home within a couple of weeks and with free shipping. In the past, it could take months for your sofa to arrive, and then you need someone to come and assemble it. Not with All Form. It was simple and quick, and the assembly, no tools needed. Paula put it together in, I don't know, half an hour. And if getting a sofa without trying it in the store sounds risky to you, don't worry about it. You got 100 days to decide if you want to keep your All Form. That's more than 3 months. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund. It's really that simple. They have a forever warranty. That means literally forever. To find your perfect sofa, check out All Form, A-L-L-F-O-R-M, allform.com/Dan, allform.com/Dan. All Form's offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Dan. Thanks, All Form. Pick one up today. Sofas are beautiful. Okay, here's what I mean by this growing police surveillance state. There's nothing the big tech, government, academia, entertainment community, liberal activist group, liberal politician, swampy Republican politician symbiote would love more than a surveillance future where they can watch you with a digital ID and watch inside your body with implants. Putting implants for a digital currency. I'll take a hard pass on that. But surveillance is no good if they can't stop the behavior they're watching that they don't like. Everybody dig? The police state has to first watch you to be able to determine what you're doing and what you're doing if it's wrong and they don't like it. And then they have to have a way to stop it. Well, the way to stop it's typically obvious. They could throw you in jail, but it's hard to throw everyone in jail at the same time. So they want to get big tech to throw you in the ideological jail, to be able to stop you from speaking online. You already know this, the cancel culture censorship. This cabal of academics, libs, money groups, politicians, they're pushing for this censorship-centric future. Here's the latest piece over at CNN. You'll see what I mean. And CNN, by the way, loves all of this. CNN is all in on censorship. The irony of a media organization protected with First Amendment protections, right? specifically using their platform to push for censoring of information they don't like is just beyond thick. Here, so TikTok is this short video platform. You've probably heard of it. It's an app, very popular. Kids love it. Now, because kids love it, the Democrats want to make sure they can censor it to make sure they can use it to lie to people, especially kids, indoctrinate them, and there'll be no countervailing point of view. That's all this is straight up censorship. CNN, they note that TikTok search engine repeatedly delivers misinformation to its majority young user base, a report says. Oh, a report said that? What's the misinformation they're talking about? That it repeatedly delivered videos containing false claims in the first 20 results, the report states. Google, by comparison, provided higher quality and less polarizing results with far less misinformation. What is this report about? It's about elections. So just to be clear on this again, when you're a Democrat, you can state Gore had the election stolen from him from Bush. Vladimir Putin stole the election with Donald Trump. Myra Flores lost her election for Congress. You could say whatever you want, even if she didn't, as a leftist. That's not what they want to censor. They want to censor young kids being able to see skeptical free speech Americans making logical arguments about why the 2020 COVID pandemic election may have been anomalous. They don't want you to see that. They want you to see Democrats promoting proven election disinformation. This is the cabal. Here, it's right here. Academics, libs, lib money, politicians, the entertainment community, big tech, the symbiote for the censorship police state future. The Hill, social media platforms, flawed policies amplify election fraud claims. Joe says a report. The same report, Dan? No, this is a new report. You see how they all work together? Social media companies have weak policies on misinformation ahead of the 2022 midterms, according to a new report released Monday. So reports keep coming out, Joe. It's so weird. Like, is there an election coming up? There is. There is an election. So there's an election coming up in November. And all of a sudden, all these reports keep coming out about how Republicans are promoting misinformation. So, you know, TikTok, and as this report notes, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok should take a proactive approach to address misinformation, including the growing trend of election denialism and false claims of fraud. You mean like the Russian collusion thing? You mean like the Bush-Gore thing? You mean like the Myra Flores thing? You mean that? No, that's not what they mean. They must have missed, by the way, this piece of disinformation in just the news. Do you know Patty Murray? I'm going to focus on an election denier probably once a week on the left now. Patty Murray, she's a hack, far-left, radical Democrat senator from the state of Washington. Another disgrace. Do you know Patty Murray's an election denier? No, come on. No. Here it is. Just the news. Be in my newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. If you want to read that National Pulse report, it's all there. Bongino.com/newsletter. Check it out. Just the news. Natalia Mittelstadt. Election deniers. 82 Democrats who called the GOP election wins questionable, illegitimate, or stolen. Are any of these 82 Democrats being censored in the report? Nope. Murray, however, put out a statement on January 6, 2005, expressing her agreement with fellow Democrats who had, quote, raised questions about voting irregularities in the 2004 presidential election. There we go. Joe, another election denier. Patty Murray.
How about that?
Tiffany Smiley's running against her. I strongly recommend you vote for her. Strange, right? They're not being censored, right? It's almost as if this is a political thing. It's nothing to do with misinformation. Like I says, my grandmother used to say that. Folks, here's a terrifying story about exactly this, how the Democrats have learned to master the art of disinformation and censorship, because that's what totalitarians do. Did you see this story? This will be in the newsletter too. An influencer says he was offered money to spread anti-Trump and January 6th lies on TikTok, brings the receipts. It's in the Post-Millennial. Again, be in the newsletter today. This guy's name is Preston Moore. Apparently, he's an attorney. I want you to listen to this. It's about a minute and 30 seconds. This is him explaining. He says, by the way, in the beginning, to be clear, he's not a Trump guy. It's fine. You're allowed to have your opinion. But says he was offered money by a lefty group to promote lies on TikTok, which is weird because we started this talking about how CNN's running a report about how they want Republicans censored on TikTok for lying, which is really strange because no one in the lefty media seems to be covering Preston Moore's account of what happened to him, which is this.
I was just offered $400 to make an anti-Donald Trump propaganda post related to the January 6th investigation that is completely not true. I should start out this video by saying I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, so that should give a little bit of context to where I'm coming from. I'm an attorney. I post legal news and analysis on related topics. Okay, here we go with the story. So first thing first, I get an email from somebody with the Good Info Foundation. We'll talk about them a little more in a minute. I'm going to refer to this person as Jane. Jane sent me a message letting me know she represented the Good Info Foundation and that she was willing to offer a paid collaboration to discuss some topics related to January 6th. I said, sure, why not? I'll learn some more. Jane says the Good Info Foundation will give me $400 to make a post on my page and then share it to Instagram. So you see that blue link? All right, here, we're going to follow it. These are the specific requirements in order to obtain that $400 of how I should refer to the January 6th Capitol raid. Number one, I must call this a criminal conspiracy. Number two, I must say Trump Republicans were responsible. Number three, I must frame it as an attack on my country, an attack on America or Americans, a criminal conspiracy, and a committed crime. I must attribute the matter to MAGA Republicans. I must make clear that this was ongoing and unresolved. And most importantly, that I must channel all of this unto the manipulation of voter agencies so that I could turn their anger around this event into defiance that would make people more likely to vote in midterms. And the thing that struck me the most was this part, where I was told to talk about the aspects of the Trump campaign's plan, and I was supposed to say that the Trump campaign paid literally millions of dollars to make January 6th happen.
Okay, folks, that's a lie. That's just a lie. And apparently the Orwellian-named Good Information Foundation was offering to pay for this lie on TikTok. Is TikTok doing anything about this? Is the Good Information Foundation now subsequently banned for trying to violate misinformation policies? The answer is, of course not. It's hierarchy. TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are all part of a far-left cabal committed to abusing power. And when you're in power and you're at the top of that hierarchical chain of power, and power is your only standard, none of this matters. It's not hypocrisy to them at all. How do we fix it? First, you can vote. Second, you can continue to help us build out the parallel economy. It's happening, folks. It's happening. A lot of naysayers saying, well, you know, the parallel economy, True Social, and it's not as big as these other companies yet. Folks, we've been in business, some of these companies, True Social, for less than a year. The fact that they've even got 5-10% of the audience of these companies that have been in business 10-15 years plus some of them, is that not a testament to the market demand for this? It's right there. Here's the most disturbing thing of all. You love that, by the way, the Good Information Foundation. I love how they do this, the left. Committed to lying and censorship and paying for bad information, according to this guy. But don't worry, we're called the Good Information. It's like the Inflation Reduction Act. A scam. This was disturbing. My friend Eddie Zipperer, who I used to have on my show when I was on another network, Eddie Zipperer put out this poll. This is concerning. He notes it on his Twitter feed. Very concerning number. 37% of Americans don't believe it's a violation of the First Amendment for the White House and the FBI to work with tech companies to, quote, censor social media posts.
Whoa!
Folks, Joe, listen, man. Folks, when I tell you we are in an ideological war right now, I've said it to you repeatedly, right? What's the golden rule of the show? We view the left as people with bad ideas. They view us as bad people with ideas. This is that 30-something percent I told you about of the country that is obsessed with the idea of totalitarianism, violence, acceptable violence towards political opponents, censorship. This is a real fight right now. When I tell you to keep your head on a swivel around these people, I am not kidding. Don't let them bait you. Don't. The only small sliver of a good lining to this, and believe me, it's small, is that at least a majority plus still do believe it's a violation of the First Amendment. But the fact that 37 out of 100 people believe it's okay to do this is disgusting. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. Speaking of misinformation and dishonesty, I wanted to end with this. The BS. We haven't. Do you have BS with Buttigieg? I didn't tell you. Oh, look at you. You were ready. I'm very impressed. I did not tell Guy to put the BS with Buttigieg thing around, and he had it ready to go. I totally forgot we had that. We haven't played a Buttigieg thing in a while. But while we're on this topic of censoring misinformation and disinformation, Buttigieg goes on CNBC, and the host is like, had kind of enough of this crap with them. Remember last week when they had Jimmy Buffett or whatever giving a concert at the White House while the Dow crashed 1,000 points and inflation popped at 8.3%? Celebrating the hilariously named Inflation Reduction Act, like the Good Information Foundation. Well, the host is like, you know, maybe it's a better approach to just be honest with people and not be like lying all the time to them. Listen to BS with Buttigieg. How again, well, let me tell you something, Mr. Host, check this out.
What you're telling me, so just stick to the script. The economy is great. The border is secure. Our cities are safe. Wouldn't it be better to just be honest with the American people about the soup that we're in right now? And we can all try to deal with it together instead of just.
Nobody's saying we don't have any problems. But if you don't pause and recognize the meaning of one of the most significant pieces of legislation so far in the 21st century, just because we also have a lot of other problems we're contending with as a country, then I think you're really feeding into a narrative that's pulling America down and holding America back.
Holy Moses, do you believe this clown? You're holding America back if you point out that Biden and the Democrats signed an act literally called the Inflation Reduction Act. They celebrated on the day inflation popped to 8.3%, up month over month from 8.2 last month, and the Dow dropped 1,000 points. And if you don't celebrate that, you're anti-American. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what a totalitarian looks like. Buttigieg is too weak. He's always been weak to stand up and do the right thing. So is Biden, and so is everyone else in this administration. They are following the totalitarian liberal left, 37% of them, who believe in a fascist future full of censorship and suppression. You got time to vote. You're not registered. Register now. Register your kids. Register everyone in your household legally eligible to vote. Please. Please. I'm not going to change the world by talking about it. You got to do something. And you got a chance. I'm going to bug you every day to vote until election day. I'm sorry. If it drives you crazy, my sincere apologies. It's my duty to do it. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate you all subscribing to the show. Thanks to you subscribing, and it is free. The subscriptions are free. I want to be clear on that. You moved us up 2 points on one of the most renowned podcast trackers. We are now the 11th most popular podcast in the country, thanks to you. Subscribing and following is free. Please go to all these platforms, Apple, Spotify, and most importantly, Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino, tickers RUM today. And please subscribe to the show there. It really matters. Helps us stay on those charts. I really appreciate your support. I'll see you on the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.